Bye.
Talk to you, we will. Doug Steffens, good day. 7 after the hour. It's Wednesday. Doug's friends are here, Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden, more importantly, they are your friends. And to wit, I have, I like taking care of all my friends, including those who love the blonde jokes. So here is something
we
just for you.
We are the blonde joke.
Get ready, Jen.
Here we go. This is a beautiful blonde New Yorker, Roberta.
Yo.
That's where I saved this for this hour. So depressed, she decided to end her life by throwing herself overboard from an ocean liner.
Oh, what a way to go. Out
before she could ocean. Throw herself from the dock, from the deck, though, this young sailor stops by and he says to her, "You have so much to live for. I'm a sailor and we're going off to Europe tomorrow, and I can take you away on my ship. You can be a stowaway. I'll take care of you, bring you food, and keep you warm and happy." Sounds like
sounds nice.
Yeah, very, very sweet.
I'll apply for the job.
So with nothing to lose, combined with the fact that she always wanted to go to Europe, she says, "Yeah, I'll be happy to do that." That night, the sailor brought her on board, hid her in a small, comfortable compartment. From then on, every night, he brought her 3 sandwiches, and the two of them stayed together. 3 weeks later, she was discovered by the captain during a routine inspection. Captain opens the door and says, "What are you doing here?" She says, "I have an arrangement with one of the sailors. He brings food, and I get this free trip to Europe." "I see," the captain said. Her conscience gets the best of her, and she says, "Plus, he's spending warm nights with me." There's another word in here that I can't use it. To tell the story.
Warm, loving nights?
Well, yeah, warm, loving nights.
Okay.
It has to do with...
There we go.
But he's... in essence, the captain says, he's taking advantage of you. And the lady says, "What do you mean?" The captain says, "This is the Staten Island Ferry."
Aw. Poor girl, she needed help.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right. So here's something I don't understand.
Roberta, what were you doing on the Staten Island Ferry?
I ride it every once in a while because it's free.
Yeah, right. There you go. I'm trying to figure this out. Can you help me? Roy Shaw, who listens to this program, has demanded an apology from me.
From
I just got this email yesterday.
Okay.
I get a lot of email, and I pay. I usually sometimes I answer it myself, or I'll ask Bob to answer it, or I'll take it and I'll answer it on the air. So I'm reading this. And I'm thinking, when was the last time I talked about Toyota? How long ago was it? I mean, you and I, Richie, is more critical of them now. I think they've had their
You just
day
talked
in
about
the...
it recently.
Yeah.
Did I really? What did
yeah.
I say?
You trashed them. You trashed my poor Lexus. Yeah.
Yeah, we were bashing. That's right. Last week, when we were talking about BMW and Lexus.
Really?
Whatever.
Why did I? I don't remember trashing the Lexus though.
I don't remember why. Because they're glorified Toyotas.
Right.
Well, okay, so they are. That's what they are. What's wrong with that? That's
and I
what they are.
I love mine. Okay,
well, fine.
Go ahead.
But that doesn't mean that what I said isn't true. So this fellow says you owe Toyota an apology for your attacks on their products and, more importantly, on their integrity.
Wow.
And you owe me an apology for your rude attack on me during your rant.
Oh.
How did you attack him?
Because he was probably
about
on the phone.
Toyota. But I don't remember attacking anybody on the phone. If this gentleman's listening, you're welcome to call and you can attack me. How's that?
Yeah,
I'll hold him down.
We'll give you 60 seconds. Yeah, we'll hold him down.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll put duct tape on him for about 60 seconds,
right.
What you have at him.
800-510-8255, all right? You want to
It's George,
your,
right?
Wait with me. No, his name is Roy.
Roy, okay.
Roy Shaw. All right, that's, you know what? I'm happy to get this communication. One of the things that we have said often on this program is how great it is to get feedback, whether it's on the phone, email, following on Facebook, all of that stuff. Tell us what you think. One of the things that has been a lesson over the years, I've been doing a talk radio for a while, and it's interesting, over the years, I've been talking with some of my friends. I don't know why we got off onto this. I was with somebody a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about talk radio management and how people who run these stations oftentimes now don't have time to really understand what's coming from the listeners. But as soon as they see a blip on the radar, they think there's something wrong, and they want to change it. When, in fact, the best thing that can happen, and I say this to you, all of you lovingly, who follow, this program is pretty benign in comparison to a lot of the stuff that's out there. I know, Richie, I didn't have any peanuts. I just finished an apple.
Oh, did you eat the core?
No, Charlotte does that. Excuse me.
You let her eat the core?
I wouldn't do that.
I don't let her eat the... I let her eat the meat around. She can't have the
she
seeds because they have...
Yeah,
the seeds have arsenic in them. But she eats the... What I don't eat in the flesh, she'll eat. She loves to just...
Right.
I should get a picture of it and put it up on the website.
Does it core a apple?
Say what?
Does it core a apple?
Core a apple.
Yeah, the Honeymooners.
Oh, I don't remember that.
That's a famous line from the Honeymooners.
I was absent that day. Yeah, I was absent.
Oh, chef of the future.
How in the world do you remember that?
Wow.
That's a wonderful skit.
What in the world?
That's on the same scale as Who's On First.
Yeah, you know what? I remember some of the Lucille Ball skits, but I don't remember the Jackie. And there were some great moments in Honeymooners.
Oh, yeah, that was a great show. But yeah, way back.
All right, so now I've lost my train of thought. What was I just talking about?
Roy, the Toyota, this show isn't as strident as others.
Oh, I was talking about radio stations who cancel the program because of something that they think I said that offended people. Folks, that's what this format is all about. Not necessarily that I'm about that, because this program is about having fun with the issues. For the most part, I'm not talking about politics and things.
You get on your toots, but it's more to make people think.
Right.
And to say, you know, what do you think?
Right.
Let me know, than it is to make people mad.
All right, so anyway, I honestly...
But then sometimes you get on these rants because this is the way that you... This is your shrink's couch.
Like the big...
When you have to go in the big government thing that I was on. Instead of paying the $250 an hour, you come and lay down here and just use all of us.
Here I am, helpful and happy to get the help. All right, I'm helpful to people. I say, what the guys on the Board of Trustees at Heidelberg say is that I'm the one who always asks the question that nobody else dares to ask, because I don't have that kind of a filter.
Right.
If it's something that needs to be asked and it's for the benefit of everybody, why would you want to have that help? Why would you want to have that focus? Why wouldn't you want to know the answer? Hello? In a moment, Mardi Gras. Yesterday was Fat Tuesday. Fat Tuesday. So what are we going to do?
Wednesday? No, really?
No.
Oh,
Fat Tuesday is...
And today's Ash Wednesday.
Doesn't it kick it off, the Mardi Gras? Ash Wednesday is the...
No, it's today.
Today's Ash Wednesday.
No, Easter
Mardi
is what?
Mardi Gras is the...
It's the day before.
The day before
it's
Ash
Easter
Wednesday.
No. It starts off... There's a period of time from now until Easter.
That's called Lent, but Wednesday kicks off Lent.
Oh, I thought Ash Wednesday was the Wednesday before Good Friday.
No.
It's Maundy Thursday. That's what it is.
Mardi Gras is March 8th, dear.
I was going to say, I didn't think Ash Wednesday was today, but
Mardi Gras is March 8th,
Ash
and
Wednesday
Ash Wednesday is March 9th.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I've made an asshole of myself again.
Doug.
Nice.
Yeah, huh. March 9th. There you go.
As we lose 100 stations.
Why, because I said it was an asshole?
Ash.
I didn't say that. I said ash.
Ash.
Ash. A-S-H.
Have you ever been in for Ash Wednesday?
So how did I think that this was Mardi... Yesterday was Mardi Gras day.
I don't know.
It was a quiet Mardi Gras. That's what I was thinking, because I hadn't heard about it. I didn't doubt you, though.
I have never claimed to always be right. That's one thing you'll never hear from me. or anybody else who's close to me. But I'm always right. Okay, our 2020 News Quiz coming up. And then we want to talk about ticket scalping coming up on Good Day.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Can everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
All right, work with us here. 800-510-8255. You have on the 2020 News Quiz 20 minutes to figure out what the answer is. My question is, I actually would like you to identify what the dream chaser is. What is the dream chaser? 800-510-8255. Getting a lot of attention in the news in the last week or two. What is the dream chaser? Been developed by a company in Nevada. What's it all about? The dream chaser. It is a thing. What is it? 800-510-8255. Good day. 21 after.
At the Good Day Show, we never shut up.
Blah, 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 blah.
Will you shut up?
It's true. During the commercial breaks, after the show is over...
Shut up, fool.
Blah, 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 blah.
Hey, that's all we do is talk, so why miss any of it? And it's only in the Doug Club.
Join the Doug Club for exclusive interviews and behind-the-scenes fun.
At DougStevin.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Yeah. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Bleg.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Perhaps this is the best known song, isn't it?
I've seen sunny days.
What of? Absolutely.
You're caught in Mars orbit. We'll get you out of it, bring you back to Earth here on Good Day.
But I always thought that I'd see you again.
I never was a big fan of James Taylor, but I've always liked this song.
Got some good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Down upon me, Jesus. Mm-hmm. You gotta help me make a stand.
You got a friend in me.
Yeah.
Mexico.
You've got to see me through another.
So,
how sweet it is.
The reason that I am asking you to listen for a moment. We have 45 seconds or so of opportunity in each hour. Sometimes we take it a couple of times to present to you through music an idea or an emotion or something like that. The reason that I'm focusing on James Taylor is because he seems to be the first person this year who's announced his summer series of concerts. Now, this is going to be in the next month or so. Everybody who's going to hit the road, starting, when are they? Usually it's end of May, right?
Yeah, earlier than that. They'll be hitting it, some in April. They'll hit out west and then work their way east.
Yeah, right. He's been around. I think he started last year with Carole King.
He did, yeah.
And he's out on his own, but interesting, there was a profile, I think it was in the L.A. Times this past weekend, Jennifer, of the two of them and how long they've been friends. They were friends when they were teenagers.
They never dated, though, right?
I do not believe they ever dated, no. But it's interesting how their careers, they're the same age and how they paralleled each other. They both were writers.
Styles of music.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it fits well together. Anyway, so James Taylor starts out in Tanglewood, as a matter of fact, in western Massachusetts, Lenox, Stockbridge area, Massachusetts, and they're going to be having a number of... He's traveling this year with John Williams, the conductor of the orchestra that's on all these movies. He's going to be conducting the Boston Pops this summer. And so the two of them are going to be traveling. That'd be an interesting concert.
Yeah,
that
would.
I'd
much rather see John Williams than James Taylor.
I'm with you on that one, Richie. 100%. Coming up in a moment, Shelley Palmer will help you understand the reason smartphones have outsold personal computers. I don't know. Is that big news? I guess it is. Huh? Smartphones outselling personal computers?
Because when I'm at home, sitting on the couch, I've got my iPhone instead of my computer.
Really?
I can't tell you. I maybe log onto my computer at home three times a week.
Really?
Maybe.
Wow. Better if you have an iPad.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I'm getting an iPad.
All right, speaking of James Taylor and the concert season, Roberta, there's a website that's the website of the day today, scorebig.com.
Oh, I'll get lucky in me?
Oh, Lord.
This is a sort of, I described it earlier as Priceline for concerts and sporting events. Score they guarantee that you can bid and get tickets below face value. It's sort of like what you do when you want to go to a play in New York. You go to Times Square.
Right.
The day of.
Oh, so is it score big or score bid?
Big. No, score big. S-C-O-R-E-B-I-G.
So okay. They're trying to one-up StubHub.
Yes.
StubHub pretty much owns that market right now.
They are selling now.
Is owned by eBay.
Is it?
Yeah.
500,000 tickets.
Ticketmaster.
Maybe it is.
500,000 tickets a day available. So they have made a business out of this. I don't know that you'd get into an NFL game. I suppose maybe you might. Major League Baseball.
My brother has season tickets to the Wizards basketball here in Washington, and he sells all of his unused tickets on StubHub.
He does.
So I'll tell him about this. And
score big.
Well, no, my brother doesn't want to sell them for under face value.
Oh, but that's right. StubHub is over face value.
StubHub is whatever.
Scalper.
If somebody wants to sell them cheap, somebody wants to sell them over, it depends on how hot the tickets are and how much they need to get rid of them. So.
All right, so Roberta, you'll check this out, Score Big.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll add it to the Queen of Cheap, which is coming up in a few moments. Queen of Cheap and television in the next part of Good Day, 28 after the hour now.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, for the first time ever, smartphones have outsold personal computers. In the fourth quarter of 2010, 101 million smartphones were shipped versus 92 million PCs. Smartphone sales are up 87.2% from last year, and companies like Samsung and HTC have seen exponential growth. In other news, the Roman Catholic Church has sanctioned the release of a mobile app that encourages people to go to confession. The app offers an examination of conscience that will determine which of your sins are confession-worthy. You can even study your prayers and write drafts of your transgressions. And finally, Apple's iPhone 4 for Verizon has been dissected and appears to have a universal antenna. A Qualcomm chip was installed to handle Verizon's network, but because it's universal, it'll work on GSM networks worldwide. The iPhone could become even more popular with a universal chip. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Epa nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Store near you.
Move you from yesterday to today because it's the beginning of a brand new day. But remember the big argument when
Which
it was
one?
2000 and everybody said, okay, it's the beginning of the new.
Then
it, no, it's the old century. The new one didn't start until 2001.
Right.
And then we went back and forth. I don't think it was ever resolved. I never felt like it was resolved.
I think everybody pretty much agreed it was the last year of the old.
I didn't agree with that.
Millennium.
I didn't agree with that at all.
Why not? You thought the new millennium
because
started
I'm,
it?
A contrarian, I don't agree with people just to get along.
Okay.
You're a contrarian?
Well, I think everybody didn't agree that it was the start.
Right.
Well, of the new millennia.
That's true. Now let's see if we can get agreement on our 2020 news quiz question. Mark is in Washington. 800-510-8255 is the number he dialed. So far, do I have my facts correct, Mark?
I got a little cut out there. What was the question?
The question is, I said Mark is in Washington. And
yep.
You're calling to answer the 2020 news quiz. I was getting my facts straight. Do I have my facts straight so far?
Yes.
All right. Now, you have to give us the fact of the at least the focus on the Dream Chaser. What is the Dream Chaser?
It is a spacecraft that's similar to the space shuttle that takes off in a rocket, lands like the space shuttle on a runway, and it will supply the space station, but it's privately owned.
You're almost 100% correct. It does not take off. It has to be dropped from the belly of a 747. It is not capable of taking off on its own. It is capable of landing on its own. Been developed by the Sierra Nevada Space System Company. The Dream Chaser was named after the Boeing new jetliner. That's what I figured people would get. The Dreamliner is the name of the new Boeing 787, the so-called Dreamliner. Well, about the time that was being developed, this thing was being developed, and the guys who were running said, hey, that's a catchy sounding name, so we'll call it the Dream Chaser. It's pretty small. Looks kind of like a combination. You got a picture of it, Mark? Did you see a picture of it?
Yes, and I bet you they do it for half the price NASA does.
Well, NASA gave them a $20 million grant. As you know, there is a move afoot now to combine the private sector and the public sector when it comes to this sort of thing, which, in my estimation, is not a bad idea at all, as long as we don't kind of lose the history of NASA. NASA has done some wonderful things. It's one of the few government agencies, even though they are not perfect, far from perfect. They've had a lot of snafus. But the things that have come out of NASA in the era when we were all worried about Sputnik, I don't know if you're old enough to remember that, Mark, or not, but you...
I'm old enough. No, not quite Sputnik.
Well, you go back to 1957, when Dwight Eisenhower was president and the Russians were knocking our socks off. And so we had this big move to have everybody go into science. We had science. That's when the real science fair movement started, and people were going into science and math. And we created this rivalry between Russia, and we all sort of rallied to the cause. And that's when NASA started, and they developed in very short order a lot of things that have been historical in terms of us getting off of the planet and getting away from the bounds of gravity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But this company has developed something that is about, I think, a quarter of the size of the space shuttle, has room for three, if I'm not mistaken, and they're going to build four of them, looks like, and they're going to, you know, put them underneath the belly of the plane, put people in them, take off, drop the thing off, and it then fires up, takes off, and can go into a low orbit up to about 400 and some odd miles, apparently, and it'll go to the space station, pick up people. It'll take people on rides. If you want to ride for $20 million, help yourself. No, I don't think it's 20.
I'm not saying Wiki is right, but they say a crew of seven, and that may not be correct.
Maybe I'm reading this. It says three. It may be three passengers and a crew of seven. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I don't have that info. Yeah. I'll trust you and whatever information, because Richie is such a big believer in Wikipedia.
Yeah, no, Wikipedia.
I'm a big believer in Wikileaks.
Yeah, you're
a big believer
hero.
In Wikipedia. But anyway,
hey, also, you're talking about smartphones. I'm on one, and I get most of my internet, and I wish some of these websites would format, because some of them are not formatted, and boy, they're missing the boat.
Yeah, you're right.
Why do you suppose they don't do that? What is it that expensive to add it in?
No, you just have to kind of redo every page in your website so that it formats to a smaller screen. A lot of websites do it, but a lot don't.
All right, Mark, are you a skier?
I believe they don't understand the significance of the demand on smartphones. Most of them do. But yours is pretty good. I didn't have any problem with yours.
The iPhone app that we have?
When you go to DougStephan.com on a phone, on a smartphone, whether it formats properly.
So it formats, okay, good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Are you a skier, Mark?
I am.
You are. We have ski. Richie, you got the list there. Why don't you go over with Mark or have Michael go over
Michael,
we have him. If we can give you, connect you with some ski lift tickets to a place you'd like to go to, we're happy to do it, Mark. Thank you for the call. Hold on just a moment.
Subway Dinner Theater presents Fast Track Mamas.
Look out, girl! Watch it!
And they're off, racing home to prepare the family dinner. Oh, no! It's completely jammed!
Come on!
To Subway restaurants and the new Tuscan chicken sandwich with melted cheese and grilled vegetables with 8 grams of fat. Subway!
It's nice!
For a limited time only, the participating restaurants of Subway is a registered trademark of Doctors Associates Inc. Fat content statement refers to regular 6-inch Subway soup without non-low fat content such as mayonnaise.
So, Jen, what's the scoop on a connection between Doobie Family and television?
Well, I feel a little ripped off because they didn't mention this on the show, but on American Idol during the San Francisco auditions, one of the people that made it through to Hollywood was named Laura Johnston.
Yeah.
And she's actually the daughter of Tom Johnston, the lead singer of the Doobie Brothers.
Huh.
Kind of cool, huh?
Very nice.
She's going to be featured on this week's show again because she's in Hollywood now. So Hollywood Night tonight she'll be featured. But they haven't mentioned it so far, so I guess maybe they don't want it to flavor people's opinion of her.
Here's what we need. Courtney Kardashian and her boyfriend Scott Disick are in talks to get their own E! Spin-off show.
Oh, yeah. That's
which will revolve about their wedding.
The reason it's been held up for so long is they want so much money, because each person gets a certain amount of money. So Courtney will get some, Scott will get some. They want a certain amount of money for the baby, and they're not happy with how much E! Has decided to give them for the baby that they have. Yeah. Speaking of New York, Dougie.
Yes.
The Naked Cowboy, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He's suing CBS. No, because The Bold and the Beautiful, the soap opera, apparently showed some guy in a hat and underwear holding a guitar.
Oh, so he's got a patent.
Yes.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You could enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the healthful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, a couple of items looking at the law. Here's a story that these things, you always, when you hear these things, you scratch your head and say, wait a minute, what's the story here? A $250,000 being awarded to a prison inmate in Wisconsin who said he had to sleep on a wet and moldy mattress for 2 months.
Ew.
The report is that Reggie Townsend slept on the mattress at the new Lisbon Correctional Institute, and then he talked to a lawyer, and the lawyer decided to sue. He had complained repeatedly. Nothing was done. Took a jury 6 hours to decide that the ordeal jail did not provide minimally civilized necessities. Punitive damages awarded against a correctional officer for willful disregard of his constitutional rights. It was also determined that this guy, Townsend, suffered no physical harm. The officer is a state employee. So guess what? Who's paying that bill? Dun da da dun da da dun. Dun da da dun da da dun. Yes, you are. Okay, here's another one. This is from Texas. Man who spent 18 years behind bars for a crime he did not commit. In another fight, Anthony Graves is his name, has to fight for the money he thought he was going to get from the state. He was cleared after prosecutors realized the investigator had basically made up evidence, investigation full of errors. He thought he was in line for $1.4 million from the state to pay for all the years that he wasted behind bars, but the state of Texas has nothing doing. Let's see here. The problem comes down to wording. Typically, when a defendant is deemed innocent, a judge's order will use the word innocent. In this case, it said he was not guilty, and that's the difference. Then, if he'd been found innocent, they would have paid him the $1.4 million, but he was found not guilty, so they don't have to pay him.
That's great.
Texas? Huh? That's Texas.
I like that. Love it.
Right? That's Texas. Unga bunga. All right. A former Florida teacher who for a year avoided serving a 43 sentence for sexually molesting a 13-year-old boy, handcuffed and ordered back into state custody, Aaron Mohanyal, lowered his head as the judge reversed a decision that he made, granting his freedom. He's a convicted sex offender. Somehow or other, he came up with $610,000 to get out of jail. He has 13 counts against him of child abuse. How does this guy, how would he get onto the street? Because he put up $610,000. He'd molested 13 boys. 13 of them.
He knows he won't last a week in prison.
Yeah, well. $610,000. Somebody's going to be able to use it. And by the way, he was out of jail for about a year. Apparently, the only reason that he's going back in is because he was caught doing it again. So how did he even manage to... He'd been in jail, Richie. How did he manage to survive would be my question the first time he went in.
He made friends the whole way.
It's amazing how sexual offenders just constantly repeat.
They're repeat offenders. That's right. It's the same story over and over and over and
It drives you crazy when you hear these stories of people who get second, third, fourth, fifth chances.
All these judges.
Killing, robbing, maiming.
How many people do you hear every year we talk about? These people have been arrested 14 times.
The guy that got out of jail,
DUI.
He was mistakenly let out of jail for a day and killed somebody.
Right, and then killed somebody.
Yeah, right. And that's the... So
how, the system is not working.
Who's responsible for it? And they spent all this time talking about all these other things. Why aren't we really dealing with the serious problems? Talking about all the money and the budget and all the back and forth. It seemed to me somebody that really was interested in their job as a public servant would see to it that these sorts of things didn't happen, period, end of story. I would think that. But that's only in the world that I will run as ruler. By the way, Mubarak's near death. In a coma. He's done. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
15%.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Jack Stockwell with another Nutritional Minute. Medicine looks for the cause of disease. I look for the cause of health. I want to know why some people are healthy and others are sick and dying. I want to know why different people in the same immediate family can have such different health pictures. Some are sick all the time, some never get sick. And I'm talking about brothers, sisters, mom, and dad. I look for the cause of health and wellness, not disease. As I look into the dietary history of my patients, I see the beginnings of the breakdown of their health. Too many overcooked, overprocessed foods and not enough raw or clean foods. Too much from a box, a bag, or a can and not enough from the farm or garden. Simple. Would you like to learn more? Go to standardprocess.com. Click on any of their wonderful sources of great informative studies or explanations as to why our future lies in what we eat. That's standardprocess.com or call me, Dr. Stockwell, at 866-867-5070. That's 866-867-5070, and we can talk.
The budget of Wisconsin and the overall economy of the country. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. Let's start in Wisconsin, a dairy state with plenty of cheese. But budget-wise, the cheese is Swiss. Lots of holes. Republican Governor Scott Walker yesterday unveiled his budget to the state legislature. He prefaced the numbers with this.
We need a commitment to the future so our children don't face even more dire consequences than what we face today.
Governor Walker then went on to propose more than $1 billion in budget cuts aimed at trimming a projected $3.6 billion budget shortfall. The governor said the key to making ends meet is the passage of a so-called budget repair bill that curtails public union rights.
A government that pays its workers unsustainable benefits that are out of line with the private sector. We need a leaner and cleaner state government.
And it is that proposal which has prompted the recent protests in Wisconsin from teachers and other union members. Governor Walker also called on the 14 absentee Democratic state senators to return to the state capitol to vote on the anti-union bill. Those senators fled the state to ensure there would not be a quorum to debate and vote on the bill. As we widen our view to look at the nation's economy overall, we have the head of the Fed, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, who appeared before the Senate Banking Committee yesterday. Bernanke said there are grounds for optimism about the job market going forward. Specifically,
notable declines in the unemployment rate in December and January, a drop in new claims for unemployment insurance, and an improvement in firms' hiring plans.
Bernanke also addressed the recent spike in crude oil and commodity prices and the impact they may have.
The recent rise in commodity prices will lead to, at most, a temporary and relatively modest increase in U.S. consumer price inflation.
Whoa, relatively modest increase? I guess Ben hasn't filled up his tank lately. Now, here's something else that will matter to you. Stocks lost ground on Wall Street yesterday, the Dow sliding 168 points, closing at 12,058, S&P down 21, NASDAQ slipped 45, crude oil up $2.71 a barrel, finishing at $99.68. On Capitol Hill, the Senate to vote today on a continuing resolution to extend government funding for 2 weeks. The item to be voted on is the same one approved by the House yesterday. Federal offices that had been in danger of being closed by the end of this week will stay open if this measure goes through. Some positive numbers for the auto industry. GM, Nissan, Toyota all posting big increases in sales for February. GM sales up 46%. Nissan up 32%. Toyota a 42% uptick in sales. Analysts say automakers used aggressive discounts, which led to these positive numbers. Apple is expected to bring its latest iPad to the market today, but lips are sealed over the gadget's new features. Analysts expect Apple's latest tablet computer to include a front-facing camera, which would take advantage of the FaceTime video conferencing feature. And finally, remember that recent human versus machine matchup on Jeopardy? The two biggest Jeopardy winners of all time, Ken Jennings and Brad Rutter, going up against IBM supercomputer Watson? The outcome wasn't even close.
Watson, we're looking for Bram Stoker. And we find, who is Bram Stoker and the wager? Hello, 2 day total of 77,147.
Yes, Watson cleaned up. But wait, this past Monday night, Watson took on several members of Congress in a game of Jeopardy. And Watson beat them all, with the exception of one, New Jersey Democratic Congressman Rush Holt, who also happens to be a nuclear physicist. Yes, he's a rocket scientist. Actually beat Watson. Holt is also a five-time past champion on Jeopardy. Any comment from Watson to explain what went wrong?
I would have won, but was distracted by the Charlie Sheen fiasco.
Oh, well, that explains it right there. We understand. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStephan.com.